Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Wet weather chances this Wednesday, although a lot of the day is going to be rain-free. But rain chances really at any point throughout the day, and rain chances sitting at about 40 to 50%. Afternoon high temperatures will get into the lower to middle 70s. For those of you that do get rain, you could see just a few hundredths of an inch of rain up to about 2/10 of an inch of rain in any of those heftier thunderstorms that develop. But again, no severe weather in the forecast today and no rain tomorrow. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Clouds and 61 degrees.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, some late overnight road construction work caused miles of delays on the Beltway. For hours.
Why there's new optimism on both sides of the Potomac for a reopened White's Ferry. I'm Kate Ryan.
A Reston-based military contractor ends up in federal court over allegations from the Iraq War.
Virginia lawmakers head back to Richmond to finalize the state's budget. I'm Luke Lukert.
It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Two Senate hearings on Boeing amid new air safety concerns. A whistleblower testifies soon. Experts are weighing in now.
It is clear that the commitment to change, the level of change, and the pace of change at Boeing is not commensurate with the events that created the need for all this change in the first place, namely the two fatal crashes of two brand new airplanes 5 years ago.
Javier De Luis from MIT, his sister was killed in one of those crashes. The FAA issued a ground stop advisory this morning for Alaska Airlines, not clear why. They're cleaning up storm damage in four states that were hit with tornadoes last night. Shane Boston's Iowa farm was battered.
Did a little damage to the house, and nobody was home. No lives hurt. Most things in life's about attitude, and I feel like I'm the luckiest guy alive.
There's word a magnitude 6.3 earthquake has shaken western Japan. The Senate's expected today to take up the House impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans want a trial. Democrats could move to dismiss. Mayorkas on CBS Mornings.
As they work on impeachment, I work in advancing the mission of the Department of Homeland Security. That's what I've done throughout this process.
Iran's president has warned the tiniest invasion by Israel could bring a massive and harsh response. CBS's Cammie McCormick says Israel has vowed payback.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said after meetings with the foreign ministers of Britain and Germany that they had suggestions and advice, but Israel will make its own decisions. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron.
It's right to have made our views clear about what should happen next, but it's clear the Israelis are making a decision to act. We hope they do so in a way that does as little to escalate this as possible.
The German foreign minister urged Israel to exercise restraint.
Three Russian missiles hit a northern city in Ukraine today, killing at least 14, injuring dozens more. Danny Eberhard of the BBC.
Video posted online shows residents having to dive for cover on the side of a road as one strike comes in. Officials say a high-rise building was destroyed and others damaged, including a hospital and a higher education institute. Rescuers have been trying to free survivors from the rubble.
The WNBA's Indiana Fever have introduced their new number one draft pick, but we all know who she is by now.
At times, like, it doesn't feel real is, like, the biggest thing. I feel like I'm kind of stuck in a dream at times, but I don't know. I think the biggest thing, like, I try to remember is, like, how grateful I am.
Caitlin Clark expected to generate wider interest in the league. The Dow is down 3. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 on WTOP on Wednesday, April 17. Clouds and 61 as we head to the mid-70s. Good morning, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. Back around 5 o'clock this morning, our traffic center started to get numerous calls from stressed-out drivers about major backups on the Beltway. Those backups ended up stretching for miles. Michelle Holland, communications manager with VDOT, says the reason behind the traffic tie-ups was overnight crews were delayed lifting steel girders on a bridge in McLean.
When they're out there erecting these girders, they a lot of times some of the pieces are prefabricated, and then they have to fit them into the piers that are built out there. The pier that they were fitting the beam into last night was a fixed pier. It was already, you know, built and in place. And sometimes it makes it difficult, you know, to make the different splices that have to be made to secure the beam. It just takes a little more time than what they anticipated. That's really what they ran into.
The work caused lane closures on the American Legion Bridge and spread from there. To add insult to injury, there was a disabled tractor trailer truck, and all of these delays lasted throughout the entire morning commute and here to the midday hours. Folks are still delayed. One of our employees was stuck in the backup, saying a 40-minute commute took nearly 2 hours this morning. Oof. A ferry service that used to carry cars across the Potomac River between Montgomery and Loudoun counties could make a comeback. WTOP's Kate Ryan has details and reaction.
Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich calls the donation of White's Ferry to the county by current owners Chuck and Stacy Kuhn a major step forward to resuming the service. But Elrich said without access to the Virginia Landing, the service would remain stalled. Libby Devlin, owner of Virginia's Rockland Farm, the site of that landing, sounded an encouraging note.
If the counties have access to the Montgomery County landing, then perhaps we can get the ferry open very quickly.
Devlin had held firm to a deal that would include what she called an inflation-adjusted 50 cents per car from the ferry's operation. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Salvage efforts continue in Baltimore, where crews are removing massive chunks from the collapsed Key Bridge. The heaviest section so far has weighed about 450 tons, carried out by the largest crane on the eastern seaboard, hauling the wreckage to a nearby salvage yard. WTOP's Dick Giuliano says it's all for the eventual rebuilding of the old structure.
You cannot have a fully functioning port of Baltimore if the Key Bridge is missing.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore will be returning to Capitol Hill later this week to lobby lawmakers to back federal funding to erect a new bridge.
While I know that many have grown cynical to the notion of bipartisanship,
the governor feels certain Democrats and Republicans can come together on a plan to rebuild the bridge before the lengthy legal battle seeking accountability from the ship's owners and operators.
I'm confident in the ability of the U.S. Congress to come together in this moment.
The governor will urge members of Congress to see for themselves the disaster that requires full recovery.
I ask you to get on the water, and I ask you to see it firsthand.
Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Meantime, we're getting a close-up look at the tremendous cleanup effort. WTOP's Nick Iannelli went out on a boat.
The Coast Guard got us so close to the collapse site, we could see the rust along the bottom of the cargo ship and all the individual containers stacked on top. There are nearly 5,000 containers, and crews are removing 140 of them. So far, they've only removed about 60.
Coordinating all that effort is very dynamic.
Captain Dave O'Connell with the Coast Guard.
Removing containers at sea, it's precarious in terms of you got to get the crane, you're up high, wind plays into that factor as well. So it's definitely a big safety concern with that.
The main reason for removing the containers is so crews can have a staging area on the ship itself. They'll need to cut it free from twisted metal that's wrapped around it so they can refloat the ship and ultimately get it out of here. On the Patapsco River, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP and Money News.
A big restaurant chain may file for bankruptcy. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
I came to Novachar Heart and Vascular because of their reputation for world-class care for all types of heart conditions. What I've experienced so far is the most comprehensive care possible.
Novachar Heart and Vascular, delivering world-class care to the D.C. region and beyond. From diagnosis to advanced therapies and complex surgeries. Learn more at inova.org/heart.
It's 11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8s, Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Is there traffic? No, I'm just teasing.
Oh, man.
Still, the issues remain on the outer loop as you head past Georgia Avenue toward the American Legion Bridge. The broken down tractor trailer is clear, but of course your delays remain on the outer loop and coming off the southbound 270 spur. Now, what's unusual to me is the inner loop slows, leaving 355 headed toward Connecticut Avenue. The problem may be on Connecticut Avenue southbound near Jones Bridge Road, where you have a single lane getting by the scheduled work zone, causing those delays on the inner loop stretching back to 355 headed toward Connecticut Avenue. If you're on 270, you're pretty cool in the northbound direction, leaving Rockville headed toward Frederick. I-95 northbound delays as you head past 198 toward the Howard County rest area. Southbound BW Park was in pretty decent shape. Northbound BW Parkway toward 197, a single right lane gets you by the work zone. And in Bowie, listener updates, 450 Annapolis Road, traffic alternating between Racetrack Road and Stony Brook Drive as a result of the crash that involved a bus, so watch out for that. If you're traveling on 50 westbound across the Bay Bridge, the right lane is blocked for the work zone. In Virginia, outer loop past Van Dorn Street, that's where we had the left lane blocked for the mobile work crew. Traveling otherwise on the Beltway in Virginia, brief delays on the inner loop as you head past Braddock Road toward 236 with travel lanes reported to be open. Southbound I-95 on the brakes as you leave the Prince William Parkway headed down toward Dumfries. That's where the work zone after Dale City continues to block the right lane. Northbound I-95 in the service road toward Dale City. That's where the left lane is blocked in the service road area. No other problems if you travel toward the Springfield Interchange. In the district, northbound DC 295 headed toward Burroughs Avenue. We believe it's the right side that's blocked for the work today. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Eileen Whalen with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Added cloud cover today, but high temperatures will still manage to get above average. Our average daytime high as of today is 69, and we're forecasting a high of 74 downtown. We will have more clouds and a chance for rain and maybe a few rumbles of thunder really at any point throughout the day, so keep the rain gear on hand. Skies turn partly cloudy overnight. Lows back down into the upper 50s to lower 60s. Tomorrow, near 80, tracking a little bit of a cool down, especially for the second half of your weekend. I'm 7 News meteorologist Eileen Whalen in the First Alert Weather Center.
Cloudy skies in Washington, 61 degrees. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news on WTOP. We do it every hour at 10 and 40 past. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Home prices aren't just still rising. The pace may be accelerating. Fannie Mae says the median home price at the end of the first quarter was up 7.4% from a year earlier, a bigger annual gain than the 6.6% in the final quarter of last year. Maybe a breakthrough in treating sleep apnea. Eli Lilly says its popular weight loss drug, Zepbound, shows potential to treat obstructive sleep apnea in obese patients. It will present its findings to the FDA this summer. Red Lobster may file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to get out from under mounting debt and expensive leases. If it does, it would continue business as usual. Red Lobster lost $11 million last summer on its all-you-can-eat shrimp promo. The first Red Lobster opened in Lakeland, Florida in 1968. There are about 650 locations now. The Dow is down 36 points. The S&P 500 index is down 6. The Nasdaq's down 38. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
Just ahead, a military contractor is facing some major charges in federal court. It's 11:12.
Here's Sharif Wilson, Deputy Director of NASA's Logistics Management Division, discussing the purpose and functions of the division as part of the Modernized Warehouse Series, sponsored by Zebra Technologies.
But we work closely with our environmental directorate to ensure that, one, that we're acquiring and correctly stocking and accounting for chemical and hazardous materials to ensure that we're managing that throughout those life cycles as well.
Listen to the entire discussion on federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Zebra Technologies.
For far too long, government warehouse and distribution centers have been working with aging infrastructure and obsolete technology. This creates cybersecurity risks and inefficient operations. Civilian and defense agencies trust Zebra Technologies to help them modernize with the broadest range of DoD-approved, STIG-validated rugged devices available with multiple cybersecurity certifications. Your operations can safely document administrative tasks with fewer paper processes, see inventory orders and assets in real time, and secure your workflows. Visit Zebra.com to learn how.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
A long list of to-dos for state lawmakers in Virginia. Back at work in Richmond today. We'll have that story just ahead. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Landmark College, the college for students who learn differently, offers summer programs to help high school and college students unlock their learning abilities and discover how their unique thinking makes a difference. Landmark College offers programs beginning in July for rising high school juniors and seniors, recent high school graduates, and current college students. If you're struggling to find academic success or you're preparing for the transition to college, apply today at landmark.edu/summer.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday. I'm Mark Lewis. About 20 years ago, near the start of the Iraq War, we first heard and saw reports alleging abuse and torture of detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison at the hands of the U.S. military. Former inmates have now sued a Northern Virginia-based military contractor, whom they say conspired with the Army. Now the trial has finally started at federal courthouse in Alexandria, as we hear from WTOP's Neil Augenstein.
The suit was filed by three former detainees at Abu Ghraib against the military contractor CACI, which is headquartered in Reston. CACI provided civilian interrogators to the U.S. Army. The lawsuit claims that those civilian interrogators conspired with the military to abuse and, in some cases, torture detainees at Abu Ghraib. The first of three plaintiffs took the stand Tuesday. He described being kept naked for days with no mattress or blanket, and that he was handcuffed to a wall while military dogs barked at him. He also said that civilian interrogators threatened that his wife would be raped and his children would be hurt. CACI has said that the U.S. military bore the responsibility for setting the conditions at Abu Ghraib and that its employees weren't in the position to give orders. During cross-examination, defense lawyers have been pointing out inconsistencies in witness testimony, and they say that some of the photos that leaked out of Abu Ghraib, including naked detainees, were not carried out at the direction of the civilian contractors.
Following that case in federal court, WTOP's Neil Augenstein. The Postal Service is seeing problems with on-time mail delivery in areas where it's implementing network modernization plans. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
Agency watchdogs say Atlanta and Richmond, Virginia are seeing the worst of these delays after USPS opened large regional facilities there meant to consolidate operations. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy says service should stabilize in these areas by this summer. DeJoy tells lawmakers he's still optimistic about the network changes and that they're critical to cutting costs.
We apologize to the constituents that have received that service, but in the long term, if we don't make these changes, that will be every day, everywhere around the nation.
Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Here's a quick look at the top stories we're working on. It was a construction delay that led to miles and hours of backups on the Beltway this morning. Things are finally starting to ease. A Russian missile attack kills more than a dozen people in Ukraine and injured more than 60 others. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. We're brought to you by the Costello College of Business at George Mason University, educating aspiring entrepreneurs and corporate leaders. Costello means business. Learn more at business.gmu.edu. Let's get to traffic and weather. On the 8th, Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Between College Park and Greenbelt on the Interloop near 201 Kenilworth Avenue, that's where we had the right lane blocked for the broken down vehicle. On the outer loop, before 355, listener checks in and says there's a broken down truck in the second lane from the left or the left center lane, so watch out for that on the outer loop before 355. Otherwise, still delays on the outer loop, leaving Old Georgetown Road coming off the southbound 270 spur toward the American Legion Bridge, headed into Virginia. In Virginia itself, you're pretty good as you make your way on the outer loop and inner loop between the Georgetown Pike and the Wilson Bridge. If you're traveling on 66, you're in good shape. Eastbound, leaving Gainesville, headed toward Roslyn. Traveling on I-95 southbound, delays leaving the Prince William Parkway, headed down toward Dumfries. That's where the work zone after Dale City exit 156 continues to block the right lane. Northbound I-95 after the Dale City truck scales, the right lane is blocked for the work today. Issue in Annandale, Gallows Road at Annandale Road and Hummer Road. That's where we had the report of a crash. Also in Alexandria, northbound Route 1 near Gibbon Street, we had the left lane blocked for the work zone. Back in Maryland on 450 Annapolis Road between Racetrack Road and Stony Brook Drive, follow police direction at last report. Traffic alternating around the crash scene there. Southbound Connecticut Avenue near Jones Bridge Road may have a single lane getting you by the work zone. Also, Georgia Avenue southbound after Veers Mill Road, the work at Windham Lane has a single lane getting you by. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's check in live now with 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin. Steve, how much rain might we see today?
It's not a tremendous amount of rain. However, a scattered shower is just enough to keep the wet weather gear handy. We'll have another batch moving on through during the mid-afternoon hours. And then again tonight, a chance for perhaps some gustier thunderstorms. We'll see temperatures today anywhere between 70 to 75 degrees. But if the rain moves in a little bit faster and the clouds stick around, we might have a tough time getting to the higher end of that. We're going to see showers and a few storms this evening into the overnight, especially north and west of D.C. They are going to be very isolated, though, with temperatures by early tomorrow morning in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Partly cloudy, chance for a stray shower tomorrow. We're in the upper 70s to lower 80s, so another very warm day. We'll cool things down on Friday and into the weekend with highs, for the most part, in the 60s. At this hour, it's 62 in Fairfax, 63 Potomac, and 63 downtown.
Steve's forecast is brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up,
Virginia lawmakers head back to Richmond to finalize the state's budget. I'm Luke Lukert.
It's 11:22.
For those of you who are unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Un-carrier, which is fitting considering they've just unexpectedly unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but unapologetically does another, it's time to unlike and unfollow the Un-carrier and switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Unjoin the Un-carrier. Switch to Xfinity. Ask how you can save more than $1,000 over T-Mobile in your first year when you get Xfinity Internet and add Xfinity Mobile. To learn more, go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Compares promotional pricing for Xfinity Connect More Internet and two Xfinity Mobile Unlimited Plus lines versus T-Mobile Home Internet and two T-Mobile Magenta Plan lines. Wi-Fi equipment not included. After promo, regular internet and mobile rates apply. Xfinity Mobile requires Xfinity Internet.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car at Fitzgerald Subaru, Gaithersburg, and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just...
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 11:23. Lawmakers from across Virginia are back in Richmond today as they consider proposed amendments from the governor.
The state budget and new taxes will be a focus for legislators. Governor Glenn Youngkin has submitted more than 200 amendments for the spending plan. He's proposing to drop a sales tax expansion on digital products that he initially paired with a cut in income tax. Those cuts were rejected by Democrats. Now the governor has proposed sticking with tax status quo and at the same time cut spending. Democrats have signaled that they will reject these proposed amendments. If the budget is sent back without changes, the governor could veto it and call for a special session to start over, or Virginia could face a government shutdown starting in July. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. Thinking of traveling to follow the money of the wealthiest people? You can start right here in the U.S., where America remains the world's leader in wealth accumulation. But the capital cities of that wealth are changing. And while New York remains the most millionaire-rich city in the U.S., with a whopping 349,000 millionaires, Austin, Texas, Miami, and Scottsdale are the cities experiencing the most growth in new millionaire residents. Scottsdale had a 102% growth rate. And let's not forget West Palm Beach in Florida. And the city that came in last with millionaire growth? Chicago. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
11:25 on WTOP. Dave Preston is here. Feels good to be back in the playoffs, right?
Yes, it does. Capitals are going to the playoffs with plenty of momentum, Mark. Their three-game winning streak tied for the third longest in the league, TJ Oshie.
I think it just shows to the character in the room. Not to say that the other teams in this race haven't gone through their fair share of ups and downs, but from start to finish, losing Backe, losing Cousy, guys getting hurt recently. I don't know how many games we lost in a row there a couple weeks ago. So for the guys to fight back, it's good. Momentum's on our side.
They'll face the New York.